Good morning. This is about the principles of pressure measurement devices using the principle of fluid statics. There are normally three devices to measure the pressure or pressure difference, namely barometer, piezometer, and manometer. These are all based on the first principles of fluid statics, namely pressure at a point is independent of directions, and pressure at the same level in a continuous connection of fluid are the same. Based on this, the devices barometer, piezometer, and manometer are working. The barometer is about measuring the atmospheric pressure. So it's a long tube with one end closed, the other end is immersed in a liquid. Of course, before immersing in a liquid, it will be just filled up with a liquid of importance, liquid which is filling in the column. So the tube is simply inverted and the top will be now simply experiencing vacuum or at the most little amount of vapor pressure. You can simply ignore that and you can take that as a zero atmosphere, absolute. So because of the pressure difference between the ambient, which is acting at the bottom of the tube, and the zero pressure at the top of the tube, we can see a rise of liquid level, which is given by H equal to delta P by rho G. In this case, delta P is equal to 1 atmosphere, and rho being the density of the fluid which is filling in the tube, filling the tube and the well. G is, of course, acceleration due to gravity, which is 9.812. meter per second square. In this case, in the case of mercury, which is there in the well in the tube, this H is equal to 760 mm of H, 760 mm, which is corresponding to the 1 atmosphere pressure experienced at the mean sea level of zero meter. In the case of water column, it's equal to 10.33 meter, and roughly it's equal to 10 kilometer for the case of air column. And coming to the piezometer is about measuring the pressure of a device by simply attaching a glass tube so that one can see the level rise, and the one end is attached to the device of importance and other end is open to the atmosphere. And here again, the delta P being equal to rho G H. Delta P is equal to the pressure of the device minus the pressure of the atmosphere, and this otherwise this device will measure the pressure difference between the system and that of the atmosphere, and the level rise is the measure of the pressure difference. H equal to simply delta P by rho G. This is as similar to the barometer, with one exception that the end is simply open to the atmosphere, whereas in the case of barometer, it's closed. The other most common device to measure the pressure difference is manometer. The most common shape of a manometer is the U-tube of uniform cross section. The bottom of this U-tube is filled with a manometric fluid. The requirement of a manometric fluid is it should not be miscible with a fluid of importance, fluid which is there in the systems, and it should have appreciable density difference. The density difference should not be too much. If it is too much, the level raised, or it's a level difference noted with the manometer, will be of low value. Otherwise, according to the pressure difference, one can choose a manometric fluid and its density. The very requirement is the manometric fluid should not be miscible with the fluid which is there in the pressure measuring systems. And under no pressure difference between the ends, the level will be the same in both the legs. With pressure difference imposed, one of the leg will be falling. The level of fluid in one of the leg will be falling and other it will be rising. In the case of uniform cross section, the level rise will be equal to simply level fall in other end. By measuring this level differences between the left and right leg, one can estimate the pressure difference. In the case of common U-tube manometer, it will be equal to, one can prove that this delta B between the two legs will be equal to rho m minus rho multiplied by g into h. This rho m being the manometric fluid's density, and rho being the density of the fluid in the pressure measuring system. H is the manometric fluid level difference, g being acceleration due to gravity. One can have this manometer with in an inverted fashion as well, by using air as the manometric fluid. And we can also have a type of manometer, what is called as a well-type manometer, wherein which the one leg is of enlarged diameter and other leg is of lesser diameter. Because of this enlarged leg, whatever the level fall in that leg won't be appreciable, whereas the level rise in the other smaller leg will be, smaller diameter leg will be of appreciable height. So one can simply follow the level rise in the smaller diameter leg from its base level and report the and estimate the pressure difference. Otherwise, one need not follow both the legs. The very requirement for measuring pressure differences is one has to measure both the legs. There is fall in one leg and rise in another leg. Whereas in this case of well-type manometer, it is enough to see the level rise from the datum level in the smaller dial leg. There is one need not worry about this larger dial leg. Of course, it will be giving some minimum error that is very negligible in comparison to the pressure differences measured. The other type of manometer, which is a slightly variant of this well type manometer, is inclined leg manometer. These are all suitable for measuring low pressure differences with good accuracy. That is, because of the inclination, this whatever the vertical level rise h being equal to, otherwise one can from the trigonometry, the theta between the ground and the inclination, theta between the ground and the inclined leg can be taken as theta. That is, the angle between this inclination and the ground is taken as theta. Then sine of theta equal to the vertical height divided by the slant height. Otherwise, if the slant height is taken as x, this sine theta equal to the vertical height, which is equal to h by x. So we'll be getting a measurement of this x. So what is it? H is now equal to x into sine theta. Based on the value of this sine theta and the measurement of x, one will be getting the measure of vertical level rise, that is h. Again, the same kind of formula, delta p equal to rho g into h, or rho m minus rho into g h, whatever the case. This h is equal to replaced by x into sine theta. For smaller sine theta, one will be having a larger value of x. So this inclined manometer is very suitable for measuring low pressure differential with good accuracy. The accuracy is coming because of the h is now, the smaller h is now increased to a value of x, that is x being equal to, x is equal to h by sine theta. So these manometers, what is called a simple U-tube manometer or inverted manometer, inclined one leg enlarged diameter, what is called as a well-type manometer, and inclined manometers are the most common manometric devices. Of course, one can also connect these manometers in series so as to measure large pressure differences. So again, to recollect, the three setups for measuring the pressures, one is called as the barometer, the another is piezometer, and the third type, what is called as a manometer. So these are all the pressure measuring devices based on the principle of pressure at this level in a continuous connection of fluid are the same. Thank you.